Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today, we are in part 104 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 206. If you'd like a copy of it, get your paper and pencils ready so that after, right at the end of this program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you will be able to receive a copy of either a CD or a audio tape. It's free of charge, and this is not to cause you to believe that the message is inferior to other messages of ministries that charge for the Word of God. Because I've had people tell me, well, you should charge for the materials because people will think that it's not worth anything. Well, you listen to the program and you determine in your own, in the spirit, whether it's worth it or not. I don't charge anything because the Lord never charged me anything to be saved. I realize that there's a lot of poor people in the world. The average person in the world right now, or in the United States of America, is making only $10,700 a year. I think that's for sure below poverty, the poverty level. Thing called democracy in this country is nothing more than the rich of the world, the monetarily wealthy, wanting to develop a kingdom as though they have the ability to make a kingdom civil. What they think is similar or more better than even the kingdom of God. And so kingdoms, there's so few people in this country that understand the meaning of kingdom, what a kingdom is, because we live in what they call democracy, which is actually a satanic dictatorship. Now, people that are the kings and queens of kingdoms, what they do is they believe that they're royalty and that they are to oppress all the people. In other words, everyone should even not be getting $10,700 a year, but they should maybe get $1,000 a year and just take the crumbs off the table, and that the royalty should be the ones that receive everything. So kingdoms are made to oppress people. There's a big difference between the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God definitely is a royal royalty, and all the people that enter into that kingdom are royalty. And naturally, the people of the world, in the true sense, are oppressed because they refuse. They don't have any desire to live under the authority of the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so when they don't, when they do that, when they become members of the kingdom of God, they become members of a commonwealth, so that everybody in the true kingdom of God that have God as their king, and they do so because they love his statutes, precepts, his commandments, and so they place themselves under his rulership. And when they do this, everything that God has belongs to them. But everyone that isn't in the kingdom, this is the most royal kingdom of all, but everyone that does not want to submit to the King of Kings' ordinances, they are like chaff. So the Lord discriminates. Now, there is another kingdom in the world, many kingdoms in the world, and the one that is taking over the entire world kingdom. This is the first time this has ever happened. This is mentioned in the book of Daniel. This is the next to the last kingdom. Actually, the kingdom of God is being established right now on the face of this earth, and is actually a kingdom of kings, because the Lord has called us to rule the world. In other words, we rule the world by leading people that are possessed, possessions of Satan. It's our job as kings to show them the way. It isn't a king to sit back like the different kings of this world, but our job of king, a king should be leading people into the commonwealth of the kingdom of God. That's what we have been made kings for. And if we're not at all interested in leading the people of this world, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with the people of the world, because the only thing that's wrong with them is that they've never met the true king. If the sinners of this world meet the true king, then there won't be anything wrong with them, right? So we shouldn't hate the sinner out there. The Lord tells us as kings to just lead them. I have a little daughter. She just had her first birthday. And the people that are that take care of her never teach her much. I mean, when she wants something, they give it to her. And when and she had a little rash on her skin for quite some time because she didn't like salads. And so I didn't realize, they told me today that she doesn't like salads. She doesn't eat salads. She doesn't eat, and whenever she wants a candy or something, they give it to her. Or once in a while, her mother will say, well, no, don't, I don't want you to have the candy. But then one of the other people in the church will give her candy. So I told her, look it, honey, you know, you've got to have some salad. They say you don't like salad. And she says, yeah, I don't like salad. And I says, well, all your hair will start falling out. In your skin, you'll never get rid of that rash if you don't eat salads. It's the king's job to explain things to people in the church. And the Lord told me, I says, Lord, there's nobody in the church that is educating people. They don't want to take the position as kings. The kings have rules. Kings have the people under them enforce the rules, just like the people in this world. Now, the world system today is run by the Vatican. The Bible states that Rome is the place where Satan's seat is. And so we know that the Bible says that this large, quote, church, unquote, is the head of the Antichrist system. And we know this, the Antichrist system, because this cult in Rome tells people not to read the book, the Bible, which throughout the whole Bible tells of the kingdom that is going to come. It talks of a king that's going to come into the world, that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the one that's going to give us instruction, and that the people of his kingdom will be kings also, because they will instruct other people. They won't condemn the world, because the world is already condemned. The wicked people of the world, what they will do, will instruct them into righteousness or holiness. And in other words, the rules, the regulations, the laws of the kingdom of God. Because hopefully they are bright enough to see that the kingdoms of this world are oppressing them. They're evil, and they're oppressing them, and they offer no reward but an evil one, that they go to hell and the lake of fire. But the kingdom of God tells them that there in the kingdom of God is a commonwealth where everyone receives all the everything that they need. Now, there isn't anyone in our church that can say that there's things that they need at all, because everyone, they are children of the kingdom. Now, there are some people in the church that are not of the kingdom. They come in because they love receiving the benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, but they don't keep the law, the rules, the regulations that the king has set forth. And so therefore, however long they stay in the midst of those that are of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, however long it is that they stay there, eventually they'll go away and they'll be back out into the world where they'll be oppressed. Now, the royalty, when you are royalty, I mean, the world could be in complete depression. Everybody is making $10,700 a year. Some don't even make that much. I'm talking about the average. And they're talking about now giving the royalty of this present world, this satanic part of the world, the demonic kingdom, dictatorship called democracy. They want to give all the rich people more tax breaks. And many of them, to them, a poverty-stricken person in their realm is making $10 to $20 million a year. But some of them are making billions of dollars a year, and they want to give them more tax breaks, and they want to impose what they call the death tax on people, and they want to completely keep them under, because it's their theory that if they're kings, and they are kings of the evil kings, evil rulers in this world, and they want to keep them under their thumb, and they want to oppress them even further. Now, inflation, like gas prices are up now, and with $10,700 and food prices are up, the cost of living increase is such that there's no possible way that they can live. So they want everybody to know that we're the kings, and we'll issue you, if you qualify, some food stamps. And if you stand in line for a few hours, you know, when the truck comes by, you can get, they'll give you a box of cheese and some other things. But the people that are really the kingdom of God, they don't know either that there's a depression going on. The people that are really the kingdom of God, they don't know, I mean, that there's people starving, unless they are interested, as the Lord is interested in finding out if there are people starving and need medical attention. So we who are the kings of the kingdom are constantly searching out to see if there's somebody that we can show the blessings of the Lord to, which should encourage him to want to be in the kingdom of the commonwealth, where everyone receives of the common good instead of the common evil of the worldly kingdoms. And so even though some of the people of the kingdom, they receive, you see more blessings coming into them because the Lord trusts them to give to the commonwealth. In other words, like a good king of God that's here on earth, or, you know, the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. And it's growing, but there's a lot of people that are still immature in their thinking, and they don't realize. They think they're thinking, and the false prophets are telling them, you know, do this, and you're going to get more. You'll get a new house. You're going to get a new. This isn't what the kingdom is all about. The Lord says, seek ye the rules and regulations of the kingdom of heaven first. Don't even think about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. Amen? Doesn't it say that? Amen. The Lord teaches that in these parts of the kingdom. Just do what I say. Seek the rules and regulations and what I want you to do. And that is to be concerned about bringing people into the kingdom. Now, we're not going to do it by beating them over the head with I mean, we have to tell that they must come into the realm. And if they do, the God, our Father, our King, will give them the power to be able to live comfortably in the kingdom of God on this earth and throughout eternity. Amen?
Amen.
But, you know, if you could take people in this world and, well, you could take like a bunch of dead trees. And the Lord does liken us unto dead trees because our spirits are dead without the Holy Spirit living in us. And so you can say to a bunch of dead trees, you can put signboards up all around it. You must grow fruit. To a dead tree, you can stand there and preach to a dead tree all day long. You better grow fruit or I'm going to chop you down. Or, now come on, bear fruit. And if you don't, I'm going to set you on fire. Amen?
Amen.
I'll send your trunk, your branches, and everything right square into the... I mean, this is not... The tree can't do anything. Amen?
Amen.
The dead tree. And you can't do anything either unless there comes into you some form of supernatural life. Life that is able to bear fruit. And those that have been called into the ministry are supposed to be explaining these things to the people of the world so that they can see the advantage of being in the kingdom of heaven. And they don't, and then once they see that there's a great advantage for being in the realm or the citizenship of the kingdom of God, where no one wants for anything. I mean, I'm talking about healing. There's no need for healing if you're keeping the rules of the king. Because he said that if you do the things he says, that all the blessings of him belongs to you. Amen?
Amen.
And therefore, but if you don't, then you're going to suffer the things that the people that are not in the commonwealth are suffering out in the world. Well, we're pinching pennies. You see them in supermarkets with these little calculators. Okay, here's a can of spinach, and this is $1.29 or $2.50. And my God, I can remember when this can of spinach was only 10 cents. Yes, you know, but times have changed. There's inflation now. And who knows, maybe the spinach is going to go up to $5 a can. And peas, maybe $10 a can. And you're still making $10,700 a year. Well, you can't adjust to this, so you're being oppressed. Amen?
Amen.
But when you enter into the commonwealth, and you can only enter in as if you agree to comply with the laws of the kingdom. Now, there are a lot of kingdoms in this world, and they all have their different laws and rules. And if you don't keep their laws, now, for instance, if with this kingdom that we have today, where everyone is oppressed and only the rich are able to benefit, to where they don't have to worry about taking a calculator to the grocery store or wherever they go. People have great wants. Some people, medicine has gone sky high. I know that some people that are having medicine, that their prescriptions run $400 and $500, and they have to get a bottle of it every month. And I mean, how can they do that when they're making less than $1,000 a month? So $500 for the medicine, maybe $300, $400, $500, or $1,000 for rent. They can't. They have to live like dogs. In some of the Spanish communities, like Mexico, you see people living in cardboard boxes, no bathrooms, nothing, because the government, the world government, which is the Bible calls, in these last days, the government of Satan, the Antichrist government. And they don't like you. They don't. They want you to actually curse God, because a person that isn't that bright or hasn't studied the kingdom of God through the Bible, they might think that God is doing this to them. And then, God forbid that you get you need an operation. Well, some of these operations cost $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And, you know, it's just a fortunate thing if it only runs $5,000. But that's more than a half year's salary to some people today, from most of the people today. And so what about food, and what about schooling and health and education, all these different things that are provided in the kingdom of God? Because the Lord has an educational system in his kingdom, and he wants everybody to learn, to know these things, to make a comparison between the kingdoms of this earth, that if you serve them and you're in those kingdoms, that there's no way that you think you're suffering now, but when you die, there's going to be a great amount of suffering. The Bible says that it's torments. And so many torments that it's indescribable. Some of the things that go along with that is you gnaw on your tongue for pain. You weep and wail, and there's gnashing of teeth, and you're screaming for mercy. But because of the fact you didn't come into the kingdom, and many people that are living off the benefits of the kingdom of God are not at all concerned about keeping the law, or they don't know what the purpose was for them to come into the kingdom. They think it's to sit and enjoy the benefits and do nothing. But the Lord's purpose is to increase. He wants to establish. He's got heaven where everything is righteousness there, but he wants to bring forth his kingdom here on earth. He wants everything to be, earth and heaven to be exactly the same. He says he wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So we see that his purpose is to establish his kingdom here on earth. A bunch of kings that care about people instead of caring about education for their kids to some demon-possessed university and to get a bigger and a better car. I mean, the Lord, he says, if you don't worry about what you're driving in or what you're eating or what you're wearing and all the and how much sleep you're getting and all this thing, but you're doing what the Lord says you as kings are teaching people about the kingdom of God, so that they want to induce them to come in. You have to be a salesperson. And, you know, you don't, there's the sales job to be done. And then not only that, when you bring people into the kingdom, that you're supposed to teach them. You're not supposed to let your little children know that they're supposed to eat salads. After I taught my daughter, I says, honey, you know, your skin is going to be bad and that rash will go away. She's eating now two salads a day. Immediately she received what I said, because she obviously respects what I tell her, because nobody sits down and talks to her, and she's getting little children, they get extremely nervous, and they feel they don't know, and they have no direction in the world. There's nobody in people's houses that teach the people in the family how to have good health. And just simple things. They let the children, can I have a candy? Here, take it. Can I have a popsicle? Go ahead and take it. Can I take some more variety of sweets, like an ice cream sandwich or something? Well, the Lord directed it. He says, don't eat any dairy. I don't know what's wrong with it. I have no idea. I don't even need to ask the Lord. All I know is that when he says something, I do it. Don't eat any beef, so I don't. And we already know from the Word of God not to eat the different things that are abominations in the Bible. Not to eat vultures, sparrows, robins, rabbits. Okay, well, I know that a lot of people like to eat rabbit. They say it tastes just like fried chicken. I know, but the rules of the kingdom is don't eat it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to eat that sort of stuff, the Lord is not going to send you to hell, but you're not going to live as long. Or pork, or things like that. You can do it. But if you want to receive all the benefits of the kingdom, such as good health, because the Lord has a great health program, amen,
mm-hmm.
in his kingdom, and you want to receive, you know, it isn't a matter of taking all these different pills and things like that, but if you're keeping the commandments of the Lord, and you're just eating, and, you know, you made up your mind to change, have a change of mind, to do things the way that the Lord says to do it, then there's no possible, there's no problem with God healing you if you happen to catch some disease or sickness. But first, seek the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this, all these things that the Lord says, like food, clothing, you won't have any need for it. You don't even have to ask how much. We have storage places that are loaded full of clothing, and our people have, some of the people in our church have to build larger closets because they have the summer wardrobe and the spring wardrobe and the fall wardrobe and the winter wardrobe, and their closets are bursting out. And you can see that there's not many skinny people in this ministry. They all have enough to eat, and some of them overindulge. All right, so you can so I just saw that just a little. I just talked to my daughter for about 3 minutes as a king, because we are to lead people into all that is right, everything that's right, because the Lord is the God of righteousness, and that's what's right. He despises anything that's wrong. And it's wrong to sit by idle and see the little children not eating properly. And it's wrong to see the world dying. You say, but they're the most wicked and vicious people on the face of this earth. Well, and you're saying, I'm not going to witness to them. There's nothing wrong with those people. You're the one that's wrong. Because all those are creations of God, and sons and daughters of God, if you would be a king and go to them and present the gospel to them as it really is. Because going out there and say, you're going to hell, or take this tract, and if you don't take it, you dummy. You know, and we've had people in our church do that, you know, call people dummies or possess the devil. They'll yell down the street, you're going to hell if you don't take one of Tony Alamo's pieces of literature. Well, we need to be more, we need to be a little bit more and a lot more led by the Spirit than that. Amen?
Amen.
We, in order to make the people in the world to believe that we're kings, is we must act. We not act, but we must be as the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We must, he didn't say, you dummy, did he?
No.
Or he says, you're going to hell if you don't take this piece of bread or this wiener schnitzel, whatever. All right? He's reasoned with them. And that makes you a king. All right? So until you get your own life in order, there's nothing wrong with the people out in the world. The thing that's wrong with them is that nobody's ever presented themselves to them as the king, one of the kings, one of the king of kings. And that's what people want to see, is they want to see Jesus. We would see Jesus, amen?
Amen.
We would like to see Jesus in people. The whole creation is groaning to see the kings, ambassadors of the kingdom here on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
And until they see that, they're not going to get saved. And you're going to keep saying they're vicious. Well, yes, they are, just like you were. And you're vicious, so worse than they are now, if you are not allowing the Lord to live in you and through you, because that's what they want to see. Jesus was just an ordinary human being, with the exception is that God, the whole Godhead, was in him, and he let God demonstrate himself in that human body. And so the Lord wanted us to know, we need to teach people this lesson that I'm teaching you now from the Lord. But no one is really going to be saved or stay. You can lead people. You can, there's so many people that have millions and millions of people that they lead to the Lord, but then they don't feed them. Like, we have a problem in our church is that we have a bunch of people that have been saved for 20, 30, 35, 36 years. But they're none. They don't want to take the time out to instruct the people of the church. I'm instructing people in this church on a daily basis of things that have been taught in the church way back 40 years ago, over 40 years ago. And so it just shows that that if people are not like Jesus, I mean, if it isn't Jesus living in them, they're not going to make it in the kingdom of heaven, because I don't recognize the Spirit of God in 99, more than 99 and 9/10 of the people in the world that call themselves Christians. Now listen, if we're going to win this world, if we're going to win all those vicious and wicked and evil people out in that world, they will get saved if they see Jesus, amen?
Amen.
And the Lord says that he wants us to be the continuation of him. He says, follow me. Amen?
Amen.
They want to see Jesus. And if they can see that on a continuous basis, which means that we have to discipline ourselves, we have to have a change of mind, to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We have to change our minds and say, here's what the Lord says to do, and now we're going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Let's do it now. And then, it isn't something about, let's hurry and do it. Actually, doing what the Lord did is he sat down, and he would teach all day long. But if there's nobody in the church teaching but the pastor, then the kingdom of God. And you're not citizens of the kingdom of God. And so therefore people can come into the ministry through my literature and through my messages, but if there isn't a body of citizens that are like Jesus as well, and sit down and take the time, and do not make planting flowers or baking cakes more important, or being a carpenter. Some of these helps around the church, cooking the food, like Martha. But some people want to listen to Jesus, and they want to listen to him for the purpose of becoming like him, seeing. They want to learn what the rules of the kingdom of God are. And he says, now preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But then if they see people hating the sinner out in the world, then they know that's not the kingdom of heaven, because you're exactly like the kingdom of Antichrist. And so don't think that you're going to bring anybody into the kingdom of God. And that's what the Lord came here, is he wants to establish his kingdom here on earth, which means he's like developing this heaven and earth as his will. Yes, we know his will, and so if we don't do that, and if we see our children and they're our little darlings, they're not yours. The Bible says that he gave them to you to instruct into all righteousness. But if they're liars and then you defend them, and I say, oh, that's because it comes from your body, your precious, disobedient body. We need to put all of our mind and our body under subjection to the Spirit, so that the Spirit in us can do the Spirit's work. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then when that happens, then we see more and more the kingdom of heaven being established on earth. But when you see the things of this world getting worse and worse, that shows me something. It shows the Lord something, for sure. It shows that he doesn't have children of the kingdom here on earth developing it for him. You're deliberately, willingly, and wantingly allowing Satan to take it over. And now they're talking about slinging, you know, we don't need to have people with briefcases walking around the United States of America. They don't even have to do that, because they have missiles that can reach this country with atomic and hydrogen bombs attached to them, where they can fire those missiles from 50 different anywhere in the world, and they'll come over here. You say, but we have different anti-missile weapons that will shoot those missiles out of the air. No, that was a few years ago. They've come up with new devices to where, like a missile is like a bullet going through the air. And then it was before that we could send a bullet to knock that bullet out of the air. But now they have these different devices on these missiles that they could send over here with atomic and hydrogen bombs on them that can avert, they can cause the our missiles that are trying to shoot them out of the air to go awry. And so we need to be busy doing the Lord's work, because if we do, then the Lord has a defense system. One of the other blessings, or part of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, is that we have a host, a heavenly host. And this is commonly known as the army of God, the Christian army, the army of God, to defend the people of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So that's another benefit. You know, there's all kinds of things that could happen to you if you're not in the commonwealth of the Lord. And if you insist on shielding your children and causing them to sin and defend them for sinning, you may be commanded by God to leave the commonwealth of the kingdom and go out and teach some more of your sinful ways out there. Or if you're a person that lusts after the things of this world, God knows that there isn't anything that you can hide from him. I was in an automobile today where, you know, you can just yell out the number on the phone and it'll dial for you. And the woman, you don't even touch the dial. You just say the words and there's a woman that comes on and tells you. And you can ask them, where am I? And they'll tell you exactly where you're at. In this car, we were coming from Louisiana into Arkansas, and I just blurted out, hey, can you tell me where we're at? And she says, you're on the border of Louisiana and Arkansas. You're just approaching the Arkansas border, and you're heading north. I says, oh, my. I says, can we just go to sleep then and let you drive us wherever we're going? And she started laughing. And but if they, human intelligence, knows where we are and where we're going, why would you think that God doesn't know that? Our minds are absolutely inferior to his. He gives us minds, and he also gives us directions to be able to reap the benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. And one is defense. Many people tell me, we're going to destroy you. They've been telling me this years ago. The federal government told some of our people, says, you better stop listening to Tony Alamo, or because if you don't, you're going to have as many bullet holes in you as he's going to have in him. Well, man, that was like 20, 30 years ago. I've got a few holes in my head, you know, like ears and nostrils and a mouth and eye sockets and so on. But I don't have any bullet holes in me. If you're of the kingdom of God, God will put the fear of God in your enemies. And if they come against you, we have the heavenly host. This is God's defense team for those that are members of the kingdom. And the people of this world know if you're of the kingdom because they see Jesus in you. You teach them. And the children of God that come into the church, you don't just ignore them and let them go. You teach them every rule and regulation that you've learned of the kingdom in all the years that you've been here. In other words, you can't just hear this message and then continue on and forget about it the next day or an hour from now. The Bible says you have to receive it and then mix it with faith and do it. And if you are a person that hears what you're supposed to do and you forget it and just don't do it, you're like a fool. Amen? I'm saying that in the last couple of days now, today and yesterday. In the message, you're a fool. Why are you a fool? A fool is one that says there's no God, and so God will not protect you. Now, there's people in this church that are not really, they're fools, and they call up and they say, I'm hurt, man, I've got something wrong with me, and will you pray for me? And I'll say, sure, and I'll go up to the throne, and the Lord will say, don't pray for this person. And I'll say, okay, well, what should I tell them? He says, tell them that they have to keep the commandments and tell them that they have to pray to me. And if they don't pray to me, they will be, I'll take their life in the morning. One of them is Jennifer Kolbeck. I didn't even know who she was when my brother Danny called me from Nashville and told me, have you seen Jennifer Kolbeck? And I said, no. He said, she is like death. She looks like death eating a cracker. And I says, what's the matter with her? And he says, man, you wouldn't believe it. She used to be healthy looking, and she looks like she's dead. And the doctor said she's got some kind of a rare disease that she's going to die. In the morning, I said, well, tell her husband, John, to call me. And I'll pray, and put her on the phone, and I'll pray for her. So John calls me and gives the phone to Jennifer, and I start praying for her. And the Lord says, don't pray for her. I don't know what she did wrong. And I says, why? He says, tell her that if she doesn't reach my throne tonight, that she'll be dead by morning. And the doctors predicted that she cannot live. This was a rare disease that even the doctors didn't know what it was. And I said, you better listen to me, Jennifer, because if you don't, you're going to be dead and in hell in the morning. She says, I will. I go, well, you know, I don't know what you did wrong or what you're doing wrong. I don't have to know. All I will have to know is what the Lord is telling me to tell you, and that's all you ought to know. And thank God that she respected me enough to believe, because a lot of people see Jesus in me. And they know if I'm telling them something that it's true, because I'm not going to get in trouble with the Lord by not telling you what's right, or by telling you something that's wrong, or telling you that you're not being blessed by the Lord because you're a sinner. What you're sinning, I don't know. Sometimes I know, but sometimes I don't. You have to change your attitude. Everybody. You better get busy for the Lord, because you were not saved. The Lord, the King of Kings, did not bring you into his kingdom for you to be as the people of the world. Because you cannot abide, you cannot stay, you cannot live in God's kingdom and be like the world, because you're not going to lead anybody to the Lord. And the people of the churches, the church of God, must be concerned, must instruct the people in the church this is what the body or the kingdom is all about. Now, because how you take, for instance, like the Bible tells us that every part of Christ's body, we become a part of Christ's body, and therefore Christ is in us, and therefore Christ, we have to surrender ourselves completely unto Him, in other words, consecrate ourselves so that He can continue His work here on earth. And so when we do that, then we're blessed of the Lord, and the Lord is happy with us. But if you think that God called you into His kingdom so that you could reap the benefits of His kingdom, and you don't obey the rules of the king, He said He wants you to have mercy and to feed the church of God and give them the milk of the word. Well, the pastor can't attend to all the new people that are coming in, and the people that are really of the kingdom know this. And there are some that are reaping the benefits of the commonwealth. Now, the people that are in the commonwealth of the Lord will also be able to spend eternity forever and be blessed forever, just like the pastor or the prophet or anyone else. They all receive the common benefit of the kingdom and the king, that the king has provided for everybody. And so the people here in the Western Hemisphere, they don't know anything about kingdom. All they know is that, yeah, we got to pay taxes. We got to, you know, we got the whole government is no stinking good. And the people in the government are phonies and all this sort of thing. And we just, you know, we're going to cheat on our taxes. We're going to do all this stuff. But you could do that, you know, with the people in the government. But if they catch you, you're going to go to prison. And even if you didn't do that stuff, if they don't like the message that I'm preaching or you're preaching, they could throw you in prison. But when you go there, just like Joseph did, and like Christ did, and like many of the prophets, you know, God will open some kind of a door inside the prison. He'll break out in the prison by using you, with Him in you, to instruct the people into all righteousness. And you're so busy doing that, you don't have time to worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear. Amen? That's mm-hmm. secondary. That's like, you know, because the Lord even clothes the birds and feeds them. And how much more will He do that for you? Because He feeds the sparrows. He says you're worth more than many sparrows. Amen? Mm-hmm. For the Lord, because the sparrow is not out there preaching the gospel and instructing the ones that come into the church to study, to know the ways of the kingdom. But they just, there's people in this that are reaping the benefits of the kingdom, and they love to watch people stagger and fall in right in where the kingdom of God is being preached and taught. And it gets pretty bad when the Lord says, nobody's doing it, you have to do it. And so I pray, yeah, I just thank and praise the Lord for giving me messages such as this that can teach the younger ones what to do. Because even you younger ones, if you see old people that have been in the kingdom for a long time and you don't see them doing the things that the kingdom that the king constructs them to do, don't pay any attention to them, because there's a scripture for you. And that scripture is that you that are coming in last are going to be first. And so just follow what the Lord says. You don't have to be sitting in a congregation for years to be able to be blessed by the Lord. When I first got saved, my mind was wanting to win souls and to feed the souls, to tell them the things of God and to make them stay in the kingdom. And so I mean, the Lord, I wasn't old in the Lord, and neither was Samuel, but they were just kids. And Timothy, they were young in the Lord. And the old ones, like Saul, King Saul, David was just a little guy, and he didn't even claim to be anybody of the Lord, but he was just a sheep herder. You don't have to have sat in the temple. Here are all these Pharisees for sitting in the temple for years, and they didn't do anything. They didn't lead anybody into the kingdom of God, but they irritated people and abused people. And so, you know, don't say, well, if these guys are not doing the right thing, well, then how am I going to be able to do it? Don't look at it that way, because the Bible says that the last, like you young ones, will be first. And the first, the ones, the old-timers, there in the church will be last. Because God's kingdom is a righteous kingdom, and it's just. Like, there's a judicial system also that we can reap the benefits of in God's kingdom. It's like a courtroom. And the Lord sees everything you're doing, and he also sees everything that the first ones are doing to you. Many of them are trying to even stifle you from praising and thanking the Lord. Many of them, they just totally ignore you as though they're somebody. They have the attitude of Satan, and that they don't allow Christ to live in them at all. For instance, there was a drummer we had a singing over here, and I was telling him, don't beat this particular way. And I happen to be out of the music industry, and I know what I'm talking about. Because there was a woman narrating something that she was going to sing a Spanish song. And she, a lot of people in the congregation didn't know what the song said, and so I told her to explain in English the words before you sing it. And so while she was explaining, he was going, rap, rap, rap. And I says, don't do the rap. Use the brushes on it and brush very lightly on the traps. And so that they can hear her narration. Then once she starts singing, then you can, because nobody knows what she's saying anyway in Spanish. But there was a lot of Spanish people in there that day. And so all of a sudden, on the day of the singing, all of a sudden, here comes this rap, rap. And I says, I rebuked him right in front of the congregation and the guests. I said, look, I told you to use the brushes, all right? If you want to just be that defiant in front of me before the congregation of the Lord, the children of the kingdom, I'm going to let you know that I happen to be a king, and I will, with my eyes, the Bible says, scatter you, and I'll verbally rebuke you for disobeying the one that God has set over you. You exalted yourself above God, and that's why, might be why, you're having problems with your life. And with your wife. Who knows, huh? I think so. Amen?
Amen.
So it isn't good for you to disobey those that have the rule over you, because that's part of the king's law. Amen?
Amen.
Now, some people say, all we have to do is keep the Ten Commandments, and there's a lot of people that say, we don't have to do that. Amen?
Amen?
But let me tell you something. The New Testament has more than Ten Commandments. Amen?
Amen.
And everything is, like, accelerated. Like, in other words, if you committed adultery with some woman before you were, then you're to be stoned together in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, the Bible says, if you even look at a woman with adultery in your heart, or you women look at men, you're married women, you look at men with adultery in your heart, or you're fantasizing about these things, how could you be a child of the kingdom? Oh, I could go on for a long time here, and I thought we were going to read these letters and things, but sometimes the Lord takes over, you know, and I have to listen to the King of the kingdom, amen?
Amen.
I see my time is up. And so therefore, now if you want to come into the blessings of the kingdom, there are many other blessings that I wanted to tell you about. Many of the blessings of the commonwealth. And everyone that comes in, nobody's going to be treated like a second-class citizen. You may be treated that way by some of the people that are really not children of the kingdom, that are pretending to be by telling you that they've been here for so many years. That doesn't mean a thing. But if you want to be partakers of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, then say this prayer to the Lord and enter in right now in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of my sins. And I believe that he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the King of the kingdom. I open up the door of my heart, Lord, and I invite you into my heart. Wash all my filthy sins away. And doesn't matter how many. I know you say that it doesn't matter how many I've committed. But if I just invite you into my heart and I confess my sins to you, you'll make me a new creature. You'll enter into me and then you'll be in me. And I'll begin letting you live out your life in me. And I'll let my own life die away. Lord, you will not turn me away. You will wash all my sins away in your precious blood. Your word says that everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, precious Savior, just raise your hands to the Lord God Almighty and just thank him and praise him for salvation. And praise him and thank him for this message. If you'd like a copy of it, we can give you a copy of it. Just let us know whether you want a CD or a tape. And as I said before, postage and handling is paid for and there's no cost whatsoever. Now, in the kingdom of heaven, the king also has an economic system, and it's called tithing. And if you want this message and these kind of messages to go out to invite children into the kingdom of heaven, then partake also in the economic system, okay? Don't be hanging on to your cash when tomorrow you might go out into eternity and you'd go to hell for not obeying the economic system. Amen?
Amen.
Tithe. So I can get this message to the whole world. All right, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this message.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. All right. I thank and praise the Lord. Let me know if you receive the Lord. Fax us or call us, whatever. Till tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and keep in the kingdom. Amen and amen.